All right, 2 Chronicles, chapter number 14, if you would, please. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 14. We started last week looking at the life of Asa. We read all of 2 Chronicles 14, 15, and 16, so we're not going to take the time to read that text again. We gave a little bit of a background information, and we saw this central thought as we were working through the passage, that we must never forget to run to God in every circumstance. And we looked at just the first truth last week, and then we kind of camped there for a little while. Now, the first truth from the life of Asa is that we must remove signs of the world in our life. And then we just kind of spent some time looking at what does it mean? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. We worked through that process and really boiled down to worldliness is doing my own thing rather than God's. That's the root cause of worldliness is I want my way rather than what God wants. And then that can be manifested in all kinds of other ways. But that really is the root of that process. The second truth tonight then is where we'll pick up, by the way, it's not Nick Stalzik, it's Roy, okay? Forgive me. I do that all the time. Even when I'm praying, I'm like, no, it's Roy. So if you were confused, good. So am I most of the time, right? So, but Nick is his brother. He is a church planter in Boston. So if you prayed for him, I'm sure he appreciates it, okay? But he's not. I guess Boston could be the North. Anyway, okay. So number two truth tonight that we want to look at is we must depend upon God during difficult times. And what's sad about Asa's life is he demonstrates this so adequately to start his life and then fails at it so miserably as his life goes on. One author said this, Asa turned to the Lord in urgent prayer and was granted a smashing victory. Falling in uncounted numbers, the Cushites fled to Gerar, which was about 20 miles further southwest of where they were fighting, to an area that many have already been in Egyptian's hands. So this was already in Egyptian hands. When Asa got there, he plundered Gerar and the surrounding villages, returned to Jerusalem in triumph. With plunder that included many animals, as well as other material goods, Judah had no more war with Egypt till Josiah and Necho met in battle in 609 BC. It was a resounding victory. And the reason that it was a resounding victory, now let's look at this because we're going to go back and just look at individual verses. But notice chapter 14 and verse 11. This is why. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God, let not man prevail against thee. What a powerful verse that is. And that's what Asa depended on. And of course, when they went out to victory, it was a resounding victory for them. So we must depend upon God during difficult times. What are some ways, and the guys have the mics here, if it's a short answer, just throw up your hand and I'll call on you and repeat it real quick. What are some ways to demonstrate our dependence on God specifically? What are some ways to do that? Receive?
Waiting.
Okay, yes. What else, Brother Stan? No plan B. No plan B, right? God, this is it. We're all in, right? Yes, ma'am.
Choosing not to worry.
Choosing not to worry. Good. Sarah?
Faith promise.
Faith promise, okay, yes.
Realizing that you can't do a thing.
Yeah, you can't do a thing, right? Yes.
Praising God in faith that
you will answer. Okay, praising in faith. Dale? Okay, give the credit to God. We're beating all around the bush. Yes, Victoria? Okay, accepting what God's plan is that. Prayer, Brother Jeremiah is back there doing prayer. That is one of the big things. Go to God in prayer, okay? Yes. Okay, not telling others. Just going to the Lord and saying, God, this is what I want here. Excellent, okay? What are some ways we don't depend on Him? Brother Jim? Okay, when we think we can do it. I got this one, Lord. It's okay. You can sit on the sideline right now for this one, okay? The opposite is we don't go to him in prayer. Lord, we're superior in our military might, and we're okay. We can handle this, all right? Biblical example of that. Anybody just come up? AI is one of those. I mean, they wipe out Jericho. They've done all this kind of stuff. And when they go to report on AI, what do the guys come back and say? In essence, little bitty city, don't worry about it. Just send a couple of thousand. We'll be okay. How'd that work out for them, right? Like, and then, what, 30-plus men later that are dead. And remember, though, they repented and eventually beat AI. Those 30-plus men didn't come back to life. They were gone, okay? And again, we'll see this play out a little bit later in this story as God does that. The third truth tonight, we must turn to God for forgiveness, and he will forgive. Look at chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. It says, now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. So the third principle that we can learn from his life is we must turn to God for forgiveness and he will forgive. Israel had been a long time without a teaching priest. It had been a long time forsaking God in all these areas. But when they turned to him, what did God do? Immediately responded to that repentance and deals with them. Psalms chapter 80 and verse 3. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. One of the saddest things I think in the Bible is when good men know better and refuse to turn to the Lord. Refuse to turn to the Lord. And again, we're going to see this in Asa's life. A sad case where apparently they thought, oh, I've been good enough. I got this. I can handle this. Just go about its way. What a sad thing. Okay, why do we struggle to ask for forgiveness?
Pride.
Okay, sometimes we think it's so bad that God won't forgive us. Jessica?
Shame.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah.
I have to admit I'm weak.
Okay, I have to admit I'm weak. Right. It is a declaration of dependence, isn't it? I'm not all that. Yes, Ms. Tria?
We don't want to repent of our sin.
Yeah, we just don't want to, right? It's like, I like my sin. I think it's good. Dale? Okay, we don't think it's bad enough, right? It's too bad or it's not bad enough. Where do you think all those excuses are coming from, right? Yes?
We justify it because somebody else did worse.
Okay, we justify it. Somebody else is worse or it really wasn't that bad. Again, some of these are tied together, but yeah, excellent. Sometimes we may not even know that we sin, right? Like it's, I didn't realize that was wrong. I now do, but we didn't repent because we didn't know, okay? Stubbornness. Anybody in here stubborn? Like, no, not me, right? You're right. Like, yeah, there's a whole bunch of stubbornness in here. All you that didn't want to raise your hand, you didn't do it because you were stubborn, right? I'm kidding. But I mean, we are where it's that way. And it's like, okay, Lord, we know, but we don't do it a lot of times. The fourth truth, we will be rewarded for seeking him, the Bible tells us. Look at verse 7 of chapter 15. It says, be strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work will be rewarded. God very clearly says, look, I'm going to reward you if you will do this. One author said, seeking God is referred to about 25 times in the books of 1st and 2nd Chronicles. It involved total dependence on the Lord and expressing that dependence in prayer and worship. In other words, God loves it when we go all in for him. That's the deal. Not one foot on one branch and another foot in God. He wants us all in. He wants everything we got. He basically wants, and some of you already mentioned this, but basically, God, I am in big trouble if you don't come through because there's no other options. This is it. This is the only plan that I have. We'll be rewarded for seeking Him. What are some of the rewards of seeking God today? What are some rewards that we can have for seeking God today, Brother Steve?
Peace.
Okay, good. Someone else? Brother Jim? Okay, that peace that passes all understanding. Cannot explain it. Yep, amen, Brother Jim. Confidence, absolutely. Okay, what else? Yeah, you'll find Him. If you seek me, you'll find me. Joy. Okay, good. Good. Yes. Victory. Testimony of what He did. Right. Which, by the way, many times will help us in the future. Why did God keep telling that, do this for a memorial? Why? Because when somebody asks, you can go back and say, don't forget this. Okay, Dale? Okay, strength to resist. Yeah, those are wonderful things to go to God. Now ask yourself and ask me, why do we resist that? Like, are all those things bad things on the list? Like, you don't want? No, we all want those things. It ought to tell us why the devil fights that so much. He doesn't want us having those things. Okay? Now, let me just kind of as a side note here, okay? Are we guaranteed that if we seek God, that everything will be perfect in this life? Right? The Bible never says that.